My name is Amber and I'm with Kushal.
We are part of the UK-Japan Science Workshop, spending the week in Cambridge. Here we are doing a science communication workshop with the Naked Scientists.
In the genetics lab, we talked to some other students from the workshop to find out what they've been doing this week. The first person we spoke to was Callum, and I started by asking where he's from.
I'm from St Mary Redcliffe and Temple School in Bristol.
And why did you choose this programme?
Personally, I have a strong interest in genetics. I've always enjoyed it as a part of biology, and I quite like chemistry as well, which is quite involved with. I think it'll be really, really useful for the future to have knowledge in genetics.
What exactly are you doing on this programme?
So the main aim of this programme is to observe mitosis in brain cells of a fruit fly.
You mentioned mitosis. What exactly is mitosis?
Mitosis is how cells divide and produce clones, essentially. So you've got one mother cell and two daughter cells. And this is a way which we can grow and repair in humans.
Removing a fruit fly brain, that sounds pretty difficult, seeing as how small a fruit fly is.
Yeah, so we actually use fruit flies that are still very young, so they're in maggot form, and the brain is a sixth of the fruit fly. We do it under a microscope, and you remove the brain. It takes a lot of practice, and it's very difficult to do.
Are the fruit flies alive when you remove the brain?
Once we've pulled them apart, they are no longer alive. There's still a bit of movement, but they're no longer functioning.
Is there any controversy associated with removing fruit fly brains?
No, that's the simple answer. Not many people are too fussed by fruit flies. When it's the more human-like it is, the more people fuss over it.
Do you not think that some people would be worried by the fact that the fly is still alive when you're removing the brain and a fly might have feelings?
Yes, so it's less harmful to remove a fruit fly's brain than it is to remove a rat's brain. Fruit flies have a much smaller central nervous system. That means they experience less pain when they have pain. Rats are 93% genetically identical to humans, whereas fruit flies are only 75% genetically identical. So rats are much more human-like, and they're going to have much more human features compared to fruit flies. And so if you remove the brain from a fruit fly, it experiences much less pain than if you remove the brain from a rat, which is why there's less controversy with using fruit flies in a lab to experiment.
Thank you so much, Amber. This is Kushal. That was a great overview of what has been going on in the lab so far. We then asked May, who is in the same program, how she has been finding it.
イギリスの人と交流することもできて、理科のことにも関われてとても楽しいです。
So she enjoys the fact that she can cooperate with both British and Japanese students, and also the fact that it's biology, it's her favourite subject.
Just a moment ago, I realised that you dissected a brain that looks like an ink blot. Do you mind going through the process and the feelings that she went through while she was dissecting it?
初めにハエの幼虫を半分にピンセットでちぎって、そこから外の皮を外して脳みそと口だけにしました。
She first of all put it into a microscope, and then she used small tweezers and grab the head on one side, grab the tail on the other side, and split it in half, and then take some layers off little by little, so she ends up with just a brain and the head.
初めはとてもちっちゃいものでも。2つにちぎるのはすごい抵抗があって嫌だなって思ったんですけど、もしそれがなんか医療とかで役に立つんだったらしょうがなくていいし、やらなきゃいけないことなのかなって思いました。
So she thought that even with such a small creature like a fly larvae, she still realized that it's a living thing. So she had some doubts at first whether this was kind of okay for her to do, but then afterwards she was told that It will help medical advancements for animals and humans. So she thought that, I suppose I'll have to put up with this, and she found it a bit easier to do.
Thank you, May. We thought it was important to find out how this sort of work is relevant to real life, so we asked Callum of his opinion.
So the one thing which I think this will be incredibly useful for is the study of cancer. Cancer is when lots of cells duplicate and they can't stop. There's no limits, they just keep on duplicating. If we could find a way to maybe be able to control that power and stop cells duplicating, we could easily minimise the amount of cancer there is. We are definitely a long way off that, but it's a big potential for the future.
Thank you to Callum and May for talking to us. This is Amber and Kushal reporting from the Genetics Lab at Cambridge University.
Over and out.